Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker is about to give his 7th State of the State speech. Wisconsin I is at UW-Milwaukee. We're in the Student Union, and here's why. We would like to get the reaction of 4 UW-Milwaukee students to the Governor's State of the State speech. It's really a report card to the people of Wisconsin. As I said, this is Governor Walker's 7th speech. He is expected to later this year seek re-election, announce that he hopes to seek re-election for a 3rd term in 2018. So I want to thank 4 UW-Milwaukee students. The second semester hasn't started, so you're giving up your free time to come. And thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Now, remember, we asked for students who have little interest in politics, passing or none, so thank you very much. If I could just get your name, where you're from, year in school, majors, career goal, and one subject that you hope to hear in the Governor's State of the State here in a few minutes. Please.
Yeah, okay. My name is Alyssa. I'm from Rockton, Illinois. I'm studying communications here at UWM. I'm a junior, and I'm minoring in journalism and media studies. With that, I hope to do event coordinating or public relations marketing for a company and hopefully move somewhere a lot warmer.
Yeah.
And I hope that the governor discusses more about public education.
Thank you. Mike?
My name is Mike Sportello. I grew up in a suburb of Milwaukee called Brookfield, Wisconsin. I'm currently a chemistry major, and I hope to be a physician scientist one day. And something that I'm really excited to hear Governor Walker talk about is essentially the state of education in the state and what we're doing to better prepare our young people for the future.
So you want to focus on K-12 or higher ed, Mike?
More so higher education.
Higher ed. Okay. Thank you.
Lauren? My name is Lauren. I am a fifth-year student here studying early childhood education. I'm originally from a suburb of Minneapolis, Minnesota, and I would like to be a teacher eventually. And I am interested to hear more about public education for K-12
okay.
education.
Thank you.
I'm Dana Samuels. I'm from Southern California. I'm a junior and a Jewish studies major here. I want to be a prison chaplain and an interpreter, ASL interpreter. And something I want to hear about race relations in the state and possibly about prison reform.
Okay.
Hopefully about prison reform, or at least the state of the prisons.
Thanks, Dana, very much. Just a question. When I say politics, your immediate reaction, Dana, you're first.
Oh, a lot of tension, but also a call to justice.
A call to justice. Lauren.
I think our current political climate is frustrating, but I see that the future holds promise.
Mike?
I guess the first thing that comes to mind is just a lack of listening. You know, we talk about politics a lot, but I think a lot of the time people aren't actually listening to the people that they're actually serving.
Melissa?
I agree with Mike. I'd say chaotic is the first thing that comes to my mind. And I think people always have an opinion, but nobody wants to listen and kind of empathize with another person. So I think that's the big problem we have.
Thank you. Remember the criteria. I asked for no active Republican, active Democrats. So I'm just curious, did you follow the presidential election and did you vote? And I don't want to hear who you voted for. Let's not go there. Alyssa, it's your turn to start.
I did follow the presidential election, and I did vote.
You did vote?
Yes, it was my first time voting.
Congratulations.
So, yeah. So it was
did you get a sticker?
It did. I saved it and everything. So it was exciting just doing that and, you know, actually listening and playing an active role. So.
Okay. Mike?
Yeah, I'd say the same. I voted, and I definitely, you know, followed to stay informed.
Okay. Laura?
Same. I voted, and I followed.
Yeah, I was heavily involved in the presidential election, and I voted.
You did?
I did. Absentee in California.
Absentee in California.
Nice.
Wow. Okay. Well, tell you what. Let's listen to the governor's speech, and we'll come back and react to it. Thanks again for being here. Let's do that. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.